आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम मीनाक्षी संत। द हेडलाइंस: प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी लीव्स ऑन अ 5-डे विजिट टू साइप्रस, कनाडा एंड क्रोएशिया। लॉन्च ऑफ एक्सिम-4 मिशन कैरिंग इंडियन एस्ट्रोनॉट शुभांशु शुक्ला to space rescheduled on 19th of this month. First batch of pilgrims for Kailash Mansarovar Yatra to reach Gangtok in Sikkim today. Iran launches new wave of missiles at Israel as Israeli Air Force strikes targets in Tehran. Heavy rains accompanied by strong winds lash national capital, bringing respite from heat wave. India's Yajik Hilang bags gold medal at South Asian Bodybuilding and Physique Sports Championships in Thimphu, Bhutan. And BCCI constitutes committee to formulate guidelines for victory celebrations following Bengaluru's stampede. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has left on a 3-nation visit to Cyprus, Canada and Croatia. Our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit has filed this report.
The Prime Minister's 3-nation visit will begin with Cyprus, marking the first visit by an Indian Prime Minister to the island nation in over 2 decades. The visit holds significance as Cyprus has been a consistent supporter of India's positions on Kashmir, cross-border terrorism and reforms in the United Nations Security Council. From Cyprus, the Prime Minister will travel to Canada to attend the G7 summit. At the summit, Prime Minister Modi will exchange views on key global issues and hold several bilateral meetings on the sidelines. The final leg of the Prime Minister's visit will be to Croatia, marking the first high-level visit by an Indian Prime Minister to the country. Rajadurai for Akashwani News from Cyprus.
During his Cyprus visit, Mr. Modi will meet the President of Cyprus, Nikos Christodoulidis. The two leaders are expected to hold wide-ranging discussions covering trade and investment, education, maritime cooperation, digital connectivity and regional security. Speaking exclusively to Akashwani News, Indian High Commissioner to Cyprus, Manish, said that Prime Minister Modi's visit will add a new dimension and renewed strength to the bilateral relationship. He noted that India and Cyprus have historically been connected through trade and maritime routes and described the visit as a result-oriented and robust one that will significantly advance ties.
New dimensions will be opened up with this visit, not only in trade, technology, tourism, exchanges, but in other areas of contemporary interest to both our nations, political relations or defense or security, education, innovation, people-to-people contacts. So it would be a very result-oriented and robust visit, which will leapfrog our relations for the future.
The High Commissioner added that Cyprus has a national vision for 2035, while India has vision Viksit Bharat 2047. He said there's a strong synergy between the two countries and expressed confidence that the two leaders will outline a roadmap to intensify and diversify cooperation.
We have a vision for 2047. So there is a synergy and there are opportunities in each other nation. So the two leaders, when they sit and talk, they will definitely come out with a roadmap to further intensify and strengthen our relations.
In his departure statement, the Prime Minister highlighted that Cyprus is a close friend and an important partner in the Mediterranean region and the EU. He added that the visit provides an opportunity to build upon the historical bonds and expand our ties in the areas of trade, investment, security, technology, and promote people-to-people exchanges. On his Canada visit, the Prime Minister said that the G7 summit will provide space for exchange of views on pressing global issues and the priorities of the Global South. He is looking forward to engaging with leaders from partner countries. On his Croatian visit, Mr. Modi highlighted that both the countries enjoy centuries-old cultural links. He added that as the first visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Croatia, it will open new avenues for bilateral cooperation in areas of mutual interest. The Prime Minister noted that this 3-nation tour is also an opportunity to thank partner countries for their steadfast support to India in its fight against cross-border terrorism and to galvanize global understanding on tackling terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. The much-awaited Axiom 4 mission carrying Indian astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla to the International Space Station, ISS, has been rescheduled for June 19, 2025. This announcement came after the successful resolution of technical issues that had delayed the mission. We have a report from our correspondent.
The mission faced two main technical problems that required careful attention. During a follow-on coordination meeting between ISRO, Axiom Space and SpaceX, it was confirmed that the liquid oxygen leak observed in the Falcon 9 launch vehicle has been successfully resolved. Routine pre-launch inspections and forced the postponement of the original June 11th launch date. This mission holds tremendous historical significance for India. If successful, Shukla will become the first Indian astronaut to visit the ISS and the second Indian in the orbit, after cosmonaut Rakesh Sharma, who flew to space in 1984. The experience gained from this ISS mission will directly benefit India's future space endeavors and strengthen the country's position in global space exploration. Jigyasa Pandey, Akashvani News, Delhi.
In Sikkim, the first batch of pilgrims for the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra will reach Gangtok today. Sikkim government has made all arrangements to welcome them, and Kailash Mansarovar Yatra is going to begin on the 20th of this month after a gap of 5 years. Talking to Akashvani News, Additional Chief Secretary of Tourism and Civil Aviation Department, C.S. Rao, said that the first batch of a group consisting of 35 Yatris along with government officials will reach today. They will be staying at 15th Mile and Sherathang for 4 days for acclimatization. During this period, senior defence and government officials will brief them. On the 20th of this month, Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang will flag off the Yatra at Nathula. Mr. Rao said that the pilgrimage will get all the medical and other requirements. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will distribute appointment letters to the 60,244 newly recruited constables of the Uttar Pradesh Police at a grand ceremony in Lucknow today. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath will also be present at the event, which marks a significant step in strengthening the state's law enforcement. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Israel and Iran have escalated their deadly exchange of missile strikes as Iranian projectiles targeted major Israeli cities, while Israeli forces simultaneously conducted new attacks on military installations in Tehran yesterday. The dramatic confrontation has plunged the Middle East into what officials describe as dangerous new territory. More from our correspondent.
Air raid sirens wailed across Israel as missiles streaked through the skies over Jerusalem and Haifa. Israelis are rushed to bomb shelters in northern Israel as Iranian missiles rained down in populated areas. Loud explosions were heard through the Haifa region. The Israeli Defense Forces confirmed they are striking military targets in Tehran even as they work to intercept the wave of missiles launched from Iran. The IDF Home Front Command has instructed civilians nationwide to remain close to bomb shelters until further notice. Meanwhile, the United States President Donald Trump escalated diplomatic pressure on Tehran, warning that even more brutal attacks on Iran will follow if the Islamic Republic does not commit to a nuclear agreement with the United States. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
News just in Uttarakhand, a helicopter going from Dehradun to Kedarnath crashed in Gaurikund this morning. There were 6 people on board in the crashed helicopter. Uttarakhand ADG Law and Order Dr. V. Murugeshan earlier informed that the helicopter had gone missing between Triju Gui Narayan and Gaurikund. Heavy rains accompanied by strong winds lashed the national capital early this morning. The rains have significantly lowered the temperature in Delhi, offering relief from the intense heat wave and improving air quality. According to the Indian Meteorological Department, squally winds reaching the speed of 80 to 100 kilometers per hour swept through the national capital during the early hours. The intense wind and rain also disrupted early morning traffic, with waterlogging reported in several low-lying areas. The IMD has issued a red alert over Tamil Nadu, coastal Karnataka, south interior Karnataka, Kerala, Konkan and Goa today due to extremely heavy rainfall. According to the IMD, heavy rainfall is expected over Lakshadweep, coastal Andhra Pradesh and Telangana today. World Elder Abuse Awareness Day is being observed today globally. The day provides an opportunity for communities around the world to promote a better understanding of abuse and neglect of older persons by raising awareness of the cultural, social, economic and demographic processes affecting elder abuse and neglect. The theme for this year is addressing abuse of older adults in long-term care facilities through data and action. The youth and elders share notably stronger traditional values and intergenerational bonds in non-metro cities than metros, reveals a first-of-its-kind study conducted by HelpAge India to mark the World Elder Abuse Awareness Day, WEAAD, today. More from our correspondent.
The report suggests that in terms of proximity to elders, a notable difference is seen between metro city and of non-metro city youth, with the latter showing stronger expression of respect, possibly due to more traditional or community-oriented value systems. However, despite the challenges, both elders and youth express strong optimism that mutual understanding can definitely be improved. They largely agree that spending more quality time together is the most effective way to foster better connections. HelpAge India's state head of Punjab and Chandigarh, Bhavneshwar Sharma, says that the report offers both a heartening affirmation and a timely wake-up call.
As per the study, while respect for elders and family ties remain deeply cherished in India, with 86% of elders feeling valued, beneath the surface lies a quieter, more concerning disconnect. Many elders still feel emotionally distant, unheard, or excluded from meaningful engagement.
Rajesh Bali, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
Moving on to the world of sports, India's Yajik Hilang won the gold medal at the 15th South Asian Bodybuilding and Physique Sports Championship 2025 at Thimphu in Bhutan yesterday. We have more from our sports desk.
Yajik Hilang secured first position in the women's model physique up to 155 cm event. She hails from Arunachal Pradesh and became the first female physique sports athlete from the state to win a gold medal at an international event. Organized by South Asian Bodybuilding and Physique Sports Federation, the 5-day championship will conclude today. Moving on to next update, the BCCI has decided to constitute a committee to formulate comprehensive guidelines aimed at preventing such incidents that occurred during the IPL victory celebrations of RCB in Bengaluru. The decision was taken during BCCI's 28th Apex Council meeting yesterday. The committee will be led by Devajit Sekia as chairperson, while it will also comprise of Prabhtej Singh Bhatia and Rajiv Shukla. This committee will formulate the guidelines within 15 days. In hockey, the Indian Junior Women's team continued its unbeaten run in the Europe Tour with a spirited 2-1 win over Australia in their fourth and penultimate match in Belgium. This win marks India's fourth consecutive triumph on the tour, following a clean sweep over Belgium in the opening three games. Chirag Jha, Sports Desk.
And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to you, Saira Mushtaba.
Thank you, Meenakshi. The horrific crash of Air India flight AI-171 at Ahmedabad continues to dominate the headlines of all newspapers. The Indian Express reports, Centre sets up high-level panel to probe Air India crash, review SOPs. Hindustan Times adds, mostly intact black box seen as key break in investigation. Hostilities between Israel and Iran also occupy prime space. The Economic Times informs, conflict swells, Israel attacks Iran gas field. Economic Times also notes on its front page, first foreign trip since Operation Sindoor, Canada ties in focus as PM attends G7 next week. And with that, it's back to you, Meenakshi.
Thank you, Saira. And now, to end the news, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi leaves on a 5-day visit to Cyprus, Canada and Croatia. Launch of AXIM 4 mission carrying Indian astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla to space rescheduled for the 19th of this month. First batch of pilgrims for Kailash Mansarovar Yatra to reach Gangtok in Sikkim today. Iran launches new wave of missiles at Israel as Israeli Air Force strikes targets in Tehran. Heavy rains accompanied by strong winds lash national capital, bringing respite from heat wave. India's Yajik Hilang bags gold medal at South Asian Bodybuilding and Physique Sports Championship in Thimphu, Bhutan. And BCCI constitutes committee to formulate guidelines for victory celebrations following Bengaluru stampede. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.